Sunny 101.9 WKQS. And a very cool event coming up we want you to know about here. It's happening in Marquette Mountain a little bit later on during the winter time. And Brian Price is here. Samantha Collins joins us this morning. How you doing this morning, brother?
Doing well.
Hanging in there?
Hanging in
there.
Yeah,
I'm the foggy one here this morning. These two are doing great here. Jam for Love is coming up here. And Brian, I want to start with you and exactly what the event is. You and I have talked a little bit about this, but I want folks to know exactly what's going on.
Jam for Love Ski and Snowboard Competition is in its fifth year, actually. And what we do is we just kind of break down skiers and snowboarders. We've got guys and girls, men's and women's divisions. 16 and under boys, they're going to be skiers and snowboarders together. Same with the girls. And then other than that, we also have men's skiers and men's snowboarders separate. Same with women separate there as well.
There's a reason for this. It's not just out there to snow and skiboard and have fun. This is actually for a good cause.
Yeah, it's actually for a really, really good cause. The whole point behind this is it's for professional development for Northern Michigan University students, public relations and communication studies. And we also have an entertainment sports promotion major. So like us as a student group, we put together this campaign and all the money raised goes to Camp Star. And that's kind of why Sam's here.
I was going to ask you that, Samantha. Camp Star is the benefactor of this, which is a cool thing. But Camp Star, for those that don't know, is exactly what?
Well, Camp Star is a bereavement camp designed for children ages 8 to 16 years old who have experienced a death of a parent, friend, loved one, and it's sponsored by the Upper Peninsula Children's Bereavement Network, which is a newly formed 501c3 in the area, and it's a weekend-long camp filled with traditional fun camp activities as well as some grief education and emotional support.
How did these two activities and groups get involved together here, Brian? How did this marriage happen?
Well, every year we do a campaign as part of our student group, which is Public Relations Student Society of America, and we just select a local nonprofit. Samantha was part of PRSSA when she was at Northern, so we had heard about that. Some of the people in the group still knew her, and during one of our meetings earlier in the fall, we just went in and selected a couple groups in the area and voted on it, what we thought was the best cause to give our funds to this year,
And Camp Star won out.
Camp Star won out.
Now, is Camp Star new, Samantha? Is this something that's relatively new?
It is. It's brand new, actually. Okay. So this just kind of started getting going here this past fall, and a lot of the planning is taking place right now and raising donations and awareness. And it's very new, and it's going to be this August 10th through the 12th. And, you know, again, kids ages 8 to 16 are eligible to come to camp, and it'll be at Baycliff at the health camps up there.
So. Now, where did the idea for a bereavement camp come from?
Well, that's a good question, but we had a group of individuals who've been working and planning the camp, but initially Dr. Larry Skenzel, who is the medical director for Lake Superior Hospice and the Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans, he noticed as a family physician, families coming into his office with children who had lost a parent or
someone close,
and he was realizing that there was only so much he could do within the walls of his office, that there needed to be something more for them to participate in activities together and see that they're not alone in their grief. So that's how this idea kind of came up to have Camp Star.
Well, Jam for Love is going to be the fundraiser. And Brian, when exactly is this and how's this going to work?
It's going to be at 7 p.m. on Saturday, February 4th at Marquette Mountain. And we're going to do registration the day of. That starts at 5:30. Between 5:30 and 6, just come on down to the mountain. Come on in right by where you... I think it's like the upstairs is like the registration area. I don't get out there very often, but
would be nice, but I don't either. So
I won't be going down any hills.
Coward chicken. I'm kidding.
You got me. But, you know, we're just going to do registration up there and then send them out one group at a time down the hill. And we'll have three judges. They aren't officially set yet. I believe one of the judges is going to be, from the compound.
Okay. Sure.
Compound. They're one of our sponsors. And, so are casualties. So we're going to have some great prize packages from the two of them for our winners and also a raffle drawing as well.
Is it freestyle? Is it timed event? How's that work?
I'm not 100% sure on that, but it's what we've done in the past is just like a certain amount of time to go down as much as possible.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you get a set amount of minutes and just ride down as many times as you possibly can in that time.
So basically you're asking people to come out and have fun and raise money.
That's exactly what it is.
Gee, what a terrible idea. Jam for Love, Marquette Mountain, again, coming up in the early part of February. We're going to have all the details in this posted to our blog site a little bit later, markandwalt.com. So we'll be looking for that a little bit later on.